Bezer Hashem learning Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah and Simin Yud Aleph Sif Yud Dalid Sif Katan Samech Tes. Okay, it's a Sif Katan Samech Tes, which is number 69 on the bottom of the page. Before we do that, I just want to first read from the beginning of Sif Yud Dalid, and he tells us really how to make the tzitzis here. Yikach arba chutim mitzad ze of arba mitzad ze. You take four strings, put them through the hole, and after they go through the hole, you're always saying before you start, L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. After you put them through the hole, what you're going to do now is going to tie two knots together at the edge of your beged, at the edge of the beged. Okay? Then, you take the long string, as we had mentioned, that you take, it's like the shamish string, you take a long string, and then you're going to make seven wrappings around all of the eight strings, because it's four and four, and you put them together. Now, you're going to wrap it seven times. We're going to see the mechaber has one counting of how many wrappings around the knots, in between the knots. And then we're going to see the Mishmur says a different countings. Then that's what we do. We do have like the Mishnah Berurah. Now, I want to say also something else. When you start off, if you want to make tzitzis, this is what you should do. And we're going to discuss this. What you should do is, you take your four on each side, and on one of them, you're going to make a slip knot. Okay? And what you accomplish by this is that now you know that the strings of on one side are always remaining on one side, and the four on the other side are always on the other side. What's the benefit of that? Because let's say this rips all the way down, one of the strings rips all the way down close to the knot. Okay, so it's come out basically gone. But you know you have a string on the other side. So it's kosher. It's a kosher. But if you don't know that, and maybe you have the same string on the other side, so you might have a possible string, because you don't necessarily know if the other side, maybe some ripped on the other side, you don't know what it's connected to. So you want to make it like a slip knot on one side to always keep four strings separate from the other side of other four strings. He says further in the Mechaber, V'achakach yichru echut ha'aruch savi ha'shivak tzaz kriches v'kosh ha'shnei pamim ze'al gav ze'. So then you have two knots, seven windings, and then what? What's next? Two more knots. Now, these two knots, it's really, all we want is one knot. What's the purpose of the second knot? The purpose of the second knot, as we discussed, is to keep the first knot in place.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Just to, for example, the knot that we have at the edge, or the end, right, this last knot, many times it starts to unwrap. Why? Because there's no knot on top of it. So it starts to open up sometimes.
Right.
But the real point is to have one knot. The second knot is to protect it from opening up. Okay. So he says further, and you continue wrapping. You should finish this process until you have five knots, which is double, which is ten. How many space in between? Four, because there are five knots, and in between the five knots, which are ten knots, right? Is four spaces, 7, 8, 11, 13. The spaces meaning the wrappings. Yours is on the shelf. It's on the shelf. Top shelf. V'chinyasa ad sheyashleim l'chamesh ksharim kfulim v'arba avirim b'neim v'leim krichos. V'ein shir l'krichos v'chirak shiur kol ha'korach v'aksharim roichav arba gudlim v'ha'anof shmoyna gudlim. Okay, we learned all this last week. Rather, and the Ramah says, V'chein, he says, V'im herich ha-tzitzis, if you make the tzitzis long, Yire she-shlishusoy ye-gedil, u-shnei chalakim onof, and two-thirds strings, long strings. Now, what he's referring to is like this. As we said last week as well, if you make long strings, long tzitzis, this is called the gedilin. When you have the knots and you have the wrappings, the kriches, these are called gedilin. The tzitzis, the long straight strings, these are called the tzitzis. As we mentioned, tzitzis from lashon of by a kohen gadol, the word that sits on the forehead. And it means to be boiled, to protrude, to come out. Tzitz, it's to come out. Tzitzin. Okay? So that's the tzitzis strings are straight without any wrappings around it. Now we pick up here on the bottom of the page. V'shnei chalokim anof, ayin ber alach, ber marshal, smag, l'kol yama, ein ma'akeh b'dievet. Okay. So what he's saying like this. We just mentioned if you have very long tzitzis, or even if your regular tzitzis are not two-thirds, one-third, two-thirds strings, straight strings, and one-third knots, and even if not dimensions, the dimensions are not correct 100%, one-third and two-third, it's still kosher. But that's the way you should do it ideally. Now he says, v'noigim l'chorech ba'ava rishoin sheva kriches. In the first wrapping, we have seven, okay? First meaning, over here, closest to the knot. Yeah, this way, yeah, okay? You have seven over here, okay. Then the second we have here, he says, in the mechaber, nine. Once again, that's not what we do. That's what mechaber says to do. So Sfardim, when I say we, mean Ashkenazim. Over shlishi, 11. Over revi, already right about the front of revi. Okay, revi, shayshusrei. So the one difference we have is we have one less than the mechaber says. We have 7, 8. Mechaber says 7, 9, 11, 13. Everything else is the same. Let's take a look here at Sif Katin Ayin. Uvesheni Teisha, Uvekavonis Kasa Besheni Shmoina. So why do we do 8 instead of 9? So it's interesting because he brings here the Kavonis being the Arizal. Excuse me. So sometimes we see over here when there's machlekes Beis Yosef Arizal, we pass like the Arizal. Sometimes we pass like the Beis Yosef. In regards to the two holes that Minig Chabad, they have two holes by the tzitzis. The Beis Yosef said not to, and that's the general custom. But the Arizal said you should. Okay, that's why by Chabad they do. Okay, but here you see. We go with kavonos, meaning the Arizal, to have 7, 8 wrappings, as opposed to the mechaber says 7, 9 wrappings. V'chein eskimu hachreinim deshiva shmoina hu shem shel yud kei. Why do you want to have 7 and 8, 7 wrappings and 8 wrappings? Because it's shem Hashem yud kei. Yud is 10. Hey is 5, that's 15. Then you have 11, and when they make the combination of the gematria, you have Yudke Vavke. Right? In other words, you add everything together, 26, because you add the koil, the name itself, right? Then afterwards you add 13 more. What's 13 more? Is echad, is one, shem echad, v'zeu Hashem echad. V'tzitzis of shloima molchoi, hoye ba'ave rishon yud krichoi, z'vacha kachei, k'shem avaya. So, in the tzitzis of Rav Shloima Molchoi, the Magen Avraham brings down, that first he had a total of 10 wrappings, and the second one, he defied. So it was 10 and 5, not 7 and 8, like we do. Okay, so it's basically the same 15, just different denomination. Now, if you go back to the top line on the page in the Mechaber, he says, Kiminan Hashem Echad, Shoedam Shloishim Vitesha, Ve'im Hashem, Heim Arboim. With Hashem's name is 40. The Nagul Asa is Besayv Kolchot Kesher. The meaning is to make, the Mechaber says to make at the end of every chut a knot. At the end of every string you make a knot, says the Mechaber. Kedei Shiyamoid B'Shizirosoy. So that it should stay in its what? Shizirosoy in its Shazir means to twist it together, and it's twisting. So in the Mishmur Sifkat Ayin Aleph, he says, Ayin Le'el, take a look early, in Sifkat Yudches, Mashi Kosafti Sham, take a look early over there. And what do we say there? We said in the Mishnah Berurah, because the Ramah said this also, that you should make a knot at the end of your tzitzis. And the Mishmur says, don't do it. And the reason is because you don't want to make more knots. You don't want to add, we already have the five, which is doubled, which is 10 knots. And we said that corresponds to the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, or the 10 Sfirois, and also the Seres Adibrois. So here, you don't want to add, it's not Baal Tosif, but you don't want to add on. That's what the Mishmur said over there, and that's what he says, look at what I wrote over there. Tayv Lasses, Achotim Beinonim, Le'ovim V'Le'idakim, it's good to make the medium size, not too thick, not too thin, Mishum Zekeli V'Anveyu, because of Zekeli V'Anveyu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. Okay, like we would say in Oz Yosher every day. The last halacha here in this Simon Yer Aleph, Yesh Oyrim Shetzarech L'datek Sheyitzle Atzitziyos La'oyuch Atalis Nebina Shetei Noiteves Al HaKeren Perish Toli Al HaKeren. There are those that say that you should have the tzitzis hanging from the corner. V'imhaya b'roch boy lo'yhaya noitev. Sharei klapi karka hayatoli. And you don't want it to be hanging straight down, but rather off the edge of the corner. So let's say this is you're wearing a talis. So instead of having the tzitzis coming straight down here, you want to go off the side. And that's called al kanfei v'gdeihem. I believe you have pictures over there on that, right? I'm sure I have pictures on that. Okay. So he says further, Yesh Eimer She'en Lasse is Shum Beged B'Nikvei Atalis She'machlisim Ba'atzitziyos V'yesh Matirim V'chei Nogu. Then the Mechaber brings two opinions here as to whether or not a person can put what we said earlier, a hem around or another piece of material around the baguette. So the first opinion says not to. The second opinion says it's totally fine, and that is our custom. Says the Mishur Sifkot in Ayin Beis. So we said that there are those that want to hang the tzitzis off the edge of the talis. It says, take a look earlier in the Sifkot Nun Beis, how to define the length of the talus and what the width of the talus. The be'inon ayin gimel haino bein b'shas atliyo oy achakach. Whether when you're wearing the talus, when you put it on, or when you're wearing it, it should be hanging off the corner. Initiatu letzad mati yachzirim, and if it goes straight down, you should put him back to the edge of the corner. Okay? I'm just looking for a picture I can show you for a second. Here it is. So here is an example where the tzitzis is coming off the corner, not straight down. That's what we're discussing here. Now, this is all the chatchila. That's the correct way of wearing it. What happens if it goes straight down? Have you fulfilled the mitzvah? Yes, you still fulfill the mitzvah. Al b'diyevid, ain't kapeda b'zeh, b'diyevid, there's no problem. even if it's straight down. Ach, akopani mizor me'oid shelo yu, atzitzias tuim ba'alach soin al keren zovius. Now, if it's straight down, it's still okay. But make sure, it's not like you have here in picture gimel. Make sure that it's not at the edge. This is on page 82 of the Paralacha. You don't want it to be literally on the corner. Why not? You know why not? See how it's on the corner over here? Why don't you want to be in the corner? You don't want to be on the corner because that's the way the Karoim. That's the way the Karoim learn. Al Kanfei Vigdayim. They learned me on the corner, literally on the corner. So we don't want to do what the Karoim do. You want to do off the edge, on the side. That's what we call the corner. If it's hanging straight down, it's a mitzvah to put them back in the right spot. Okay. Sif Katan Ayin Dalit. Okay. Shum Beged. So, Yesh Amisha Ein Law says Shum Beged. We said there are those that say not to put any Beged, Benikvi Atalis, in the whole of the talis, meaning don't, like you have here in this picture, don't add any more material to it, as he's showing here. However, or on the side as well, in this picture. However, our meaning is to do that, to like reinforce it with more material. Because we need tzitzis to be resting on the corner, and that's something which is not that tzitzis are coming off the corner, which is off on something else. That's the first opinion. However, the second opinion says, no, it's not a problem. The reason why they're doing this, to make this other material, is like a reinforcement on your loosely folder page, to strengthen the material that it shouldn't rip. Okay, fine. And that extra piece is bottle, it's like nullified to the actual beged. Even if it's made out of leather, it's not a problem. Not that we've seen this ever. Okay, that was Simeon Al, a very important Simeon. I'm going to begin here just for a couple minutes here. Simeon Yud Beis. Devarim ha'poisim b'tzitzis. And now these things that we discuss here is what passels the tzitzis. So you have to know what creates your tzitzis to be possible, not kosher. Im nifsiku, says Mechaber Sif Aleph, im nifsiku kol chutei ha'konof. If all the strings of your of the corner got severed, when the shtayer bem kidei anivas kol achutim apsukim viyachad, but you have kidei anivas kol achutim apsukim viyachad enough to make a bow around all those severed strings, it's kosher. So if you have enough material that's left to take it and make a bow around those four strings, it's kosher. If you don't have enough kedei aniva, enough material to make a bow, is possible. Even one chut, one string, is possible. Let's see here. Sifkat and aleph and beis. Nishtaya behem perish. Bechol echad, each one of them min hachut. Nishur lasso is aniva. You have enough material to make a bow. Shikar and shleif, like a slipknot. With all the strings that remain together, if they did not all separate, dai nishayer, inisha rather, lasois aniva, al psukim bilvad, loy al kolachutim. Here's a picture for those listening on the audio, basically making a slipknot. That's what you're doing. And with that slipknot, that's the piece that got severed. If you would technically be able to put the other pieces in there, if the other pieces got severed also, that's where it's saying you have kedei aniva. You have enough material left, then it's still kosher. So many times a person in tzitzis gets caught by the folding shear. The folding shear is a very big cause of the tzitzis getting ripped. So even if you have long tzitzis and they get sliced in half, you have so much more. It's 100% kosher. It doesn't look as nice because the other strings, the other seven on that corner are longer. It doesn't look as nice, right? It's like, for example, your thumb. That's what it is. But your thumb is totally, the length of your thumb is totally fine. You have enough Kedei Aniv over here, even though the rest of them are much longer. It's totally kosher. It's kosher, Sifkan Beis, Mehitir, Esetzitzis. Os Litno Metalis Acher, Tavi Kilechat Chilo, Vafilo Le Nifsak Rak Chut Echod, Veim Be'orko Yud Beis Gudlin. Now, what we're saying is like this. If you're wearing your talis and your tzitzis get ripped, and you have kidei aniva, enough of your tzitzis that got ripped, you can make a bow, it's kosher. But now, let's say your talis gadol, the baget itself, got dirty, got ruined, you want to take off your strings and restring them into a new garment. That you can't do. You can't take your old strings that got ripped, that had been kosher until now, and put them into a new baget. That's what he says. In hiter atzitzis, os litno metalas achar. You cannot put them into different talus. Because now it's like you're doing lechatchila, and you can't do that. V'afilu lo nisak rachut echod ve'im ba'arkoi yed beis gulim. And even if only one string ripped, and you don't have yud beis gudlin, then that would be a problem, because we said earlier the length of the tzitzis included with the gudlin, with the gedil, has to be yud beis gudlin. Okay, so I know a lot of words, so let's get the words here. The gudlin are the thumb knuckles. The length have to be of the tzitzis with the gudlin. The gudlin are the knots and the wrappings part of the tzitzis. The first part, as soon as it comes off the garment, those are the gudlin. And then you have the tzitzis, or the smooth part without anything on it. And you have the gudol, is your thumb knuckle, which everything together has to be a total of 12 gudlin, 12 thumb knuckles. If it doesn't have that, then it's too short and it's possible. Mitzvah Shem will continue with Sif Katan Gimel tomorrow, Bezaz Hashem, in Simen Yud Beis.